Blog Talk Radio.
Alright, good evening everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with the pregame show of your Texas Revolution on the road to take on the Amarillo Venom. Your Texas Revolution are 5-3 on the season. The Amarillo Venom are 4-3 on the season. Revolution have played 8 games. Amarillo has played 7. So as you take a look at the Texas Revolution and where they stand, it's a very important for the Revolution to move on right now. As you take a look at the standings in the CIF, let's talk a little bit about it. The Dodge City Laws are 6-2 on the season. They lead the CIF right now, followed by the Wichita Force, who are 5-2. They've only played 7 games, however. Your Texas Revolution, again, 5-3 on the season, followed by the Sioux City Bandits, who are 4-3. Followed by the Amarillo Venom, the team the Texas Revolution are taking on tonight. Then the Bombers are 4-4. The Gladiators are 2-2. The San Angelo Bandits are 1-6. And the Omaha Beef are 1-7 on this season. So that's what the CIF standings look like to this point. So as the Texas Revolution have an all-important, and you know, taking a look at the rest of the season, let's just be honest, they got 4 games that they need to win, especially when you're talking about home field advantage. But when you take a look at the Texas Revolution, let's just go on an assumption that the Revolution finish out and they win their last 4 games on the season. They'll be 9-3 on the season. But when you look at the rest of the CIF and what they've got to go to get to, because the Texas Revolution have 2 games with the Venom, they have a game with the Gladiators, and then they got another game against the San Angelo Bandits. All winnable games. But when you look at the Dodge City Laws schedule, as they are leading this league right now, 6-2, they got the Bombers to play again, the Force to play again, and the Beef to play again. Even though the Beef are 1-7 on the season, that's still a tough game. Then they got the Sioux City Bandits. So a tough 4 games for the Dodge City Law. Wichita, it doesn't get much better, as they got the Sioux City Bandits. They have the Law as well. Then they have the Bombers. Then they get the Sioux City Bandits again. And then they got the Beef. Tough games for the Forces. They only played 7 games, and they got 5 more games to go the rest of the season. The Wichita Force, you know, the Texas Revolution showed up against that football team and showed that they are a better football team, at least that week, against the Force. Now, when you take a look at the Sioux City Bandits, who are 4-3, the rest of their season looks like this. They have the Force, they have the Beef, the Force again, then the Venom, and then the Law. Tough schedule for the rest of the season. Then follow that by the Venom. The Venom have the Revs, then the Gladiators of the Duke City, then they have the Revolution again, and then they have the San Angelo Bandits. So when I look at the Venom right now, they've got a pretty good schedule that plays out pretty well for them as long as they're able to beat the Revolution. That's a big if. So that's a big point going in this game. Then you have the Salina Bombers, who are 4-4 on the season. They have 4 more games, but they got to play the Force, the Law, the Beef, and Mark. And as I look at this, they have marked that they have the Force, the Law, the Beef, and then the Force again. So the Bombers are in a very close, actually marked that they have the Law, the Beef, the Force, and San Angelo. So the Bombers, they got a halfway decent schedule, but there are 2 tough games in there, and then they got to be able to beat the Beef and the San Angelo Bandits. So it's going to be really interesting as the rest of this season moves on for the Texas Revolution, and far as the standings are concerned, especially if they want to get a home playoff game. That is going to be big for the Texas Revolution, as they play really, really well at home. So if the Revolution can finish out on a winning streak and win the rest of their games, I think they could be sitting right there in first place at the last week of the CIF season, and sitting and getting set for a playoff game at home against whoever they're going to be playing. So it'll be a very interesting situation for the Texas Revolution as they are going to try to go ahead and finish up this season. You're listening to the pregame show where the Texas Revolution taking on the Amarillo Venom on the road. Today's pregame show, we're going to have a lot of things as we are going to be going to some audio that we got out on the football field after the game's taking care of the Bandits, the Revolution. We're going to have Terry Glenn on. We're going to have DeMario Dixon on. Use just real quick interviews that I got while we were out on the football field after the game for the Texas Revolution. So hang around for that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. And when we come back, we'll hear from Terry Glenn right after the game this past weekend as the Texas Revolution were taking on the San Angelo Bandits. We'll be right back.
Stop in to the Boardroom Salon for Men this week and kick back and relax while you receive a great haircut and enjoy an ice-cold beer. Our professional team will make you look and feel your best, while the old-world ambiance will take you back to simpler times. Visit the Boardroom in Allen and click theboardroomsalon.com. Stop in, relax, look great. The Boardroom Salon, the ultimate relaxed grooming experience for men.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by the Boardroom Salon for Men in Allen, located at Waters Creek at Montgomery Farms in Allen, Texas. Or give them a call at 972-649-6945.
I have one customer said, if we know it's going to be difficult, we know it needs to be done fast, they're going to call Executive Press.
Every employee here is the face of our company. We're able to help our clients go from the design phase of their project all the way through printing and mailing so that they're able to reach their target market. We work very hard on making sure that we get our clients' jobs out on time with good quality and at a competitive price.
We want our customers to feel like we are their print partner, and we are. Their job is just as important to us as it is to them.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Executive Press, located at 1400 Presidential Drive, Suite 110, located in Richardson, Texas. Or give them a call at 214-217-7000. That's 214-217-7000. And tell them Sonny sent you.
Golden Corral versus Seafood Sticker Shock. At most seafood restaurants, the real catch is the price. Not Golden Corral, Seafood Spectacular. Dinner's just $11.99. New crispy fish tacos, endless jumbo shrimp, non-stop teriyaki glazed salmon, plus bone-in catfish and hand-breaded calamari. Looks like Golden Corral wins again. Golden Corral, the best buffet in the USA.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schott's Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schott's Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schott's Photography, located on the web at www.fredschott's.com, or give them a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749.
All right, welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, on the field of your Texas Revolution at the Allen Event Center. I have with me now the new offensive coordinator for your Texas Revolution. It's Mr. Terry Glenn. Terry, good game. First game that you're calling all the games. You feeling a little bit more comfortable with the assignment?
Definitely feeling more comfortable. I think the guys came out and played with their heart today, unlike last week. We showed up today, and the guys really wanted to feel like they wanted to win.
Yeah, and you could tell, you know, from one week to the next. I mean, the San Angelo Bandit game was one that you did very well. And we talked about it, and maybe I was wrong, so I'm going to ask you. I've been saying it through the whole broadcast. This wasn't about revenge. This was about finding inside themselves to play the game that they know how they can play.
I mean, you could tell from the onset that these guys were mentally different. Last week, we didn't show up. Some guys kind of stayed here in Dallas, but They came here today. They wanted to win, and I think that was a good testament of those guys today.
Looking at the offensive side of the ball for the Revolution, the first time in Revolution history we score 80 points in a regular season game, big time. But I think it's more key scoring on the turnovers. The Texas Revolution defense gave you 7 turnovers of the Bandits tonight, and we took advantage on the offensive side of the ball.
To me, I think the defense has been playing well all year long. And today, they proved again that they are here to play. Offense stepped up, scored some plays on turnovers, and I think that's key to any big victory. All phases of the game showed up, offense, defense, and special teams, and we got a big, big win.
Getting the big win and moving. Now, you are a guy that knows what it takes in order to get wins. I'm obviously a professional football player in the NFL. In order to win the championship, I think the Revolution have to go 6 games in a row. But when I look at this team and I look at the other teams and who they're playing, and when they get to the playoffs, if they play like they did against Wichita, this is a good run. 6 games in a row is not impossible for this football team.
Not at all. I think it's very, very possible. As long as these guys take it one game at a time. We got Amarillo next week. They don't look past that. We come back with some good teams coming up. If you take it, like I said, take it one game at a time and play like we did tonight, I think we have a good chance.
I'd like to thank Terry Glenn, the new offensive coordinator here for your Texas Revolution. We'll catch you next week on the road in Amarillo, my friend. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And that's Terry Glenn here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. I'm going to grab a man who is going to talk to me here, and he's walking away from me. It's Sonny Clark trying to grab up the players out on the football field, trying to grab up Darius, and he's walking off on me. So I will get him in a moment. But as we are on the floor here at the Texas Revolution, it is game night, and the Revolution get the big victory here tonight, 83-31, big time numbers for your Texas Revolution. You're listening to the pregame show of the Couch Potato Sports Show as your Texas Revolution taking on the Amarillo Venom in Amarillo. We'll take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with appliance tips so simple even a 9-year-old can do them. Make sure you rinse the food off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Food will gunk up the dishwasher and clog the sprayers. If you need help, call my daddy, Tyler Atkins, at A-Plus Certified Appliance, 972-890-5014.
Hi, everyone. My name is Cliff Fisker, and I'm with Dallas Media Production, where we help small businesses, probably a lot like you, develop marketing campaigns, lead generation by developing Facebook apps, Twitter apps, things like that, social media management services we do for small businesses, and high-definition interactive video productions. So don't wait. Let's get this going right now. Give me a call at 214-760-3854 or shoot me a quick email at cliffdisker@gmail.com. We'll talk to you soon.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.IMI.com or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lee Ligon with Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness. I am a fourth generation Texan, and I grew up right here in Dallas. I then went on to Parker College of Chiropractic and got my doctorate in chiropractic in 1997. I've worked on rock stars, on actors, on politicians, professional athletes, young gymnasts, all the way up to 300-pound linemen. If you've been suffering from any kind of pain, neck pain, back pain, anything like that, or have any questions, I invite you to come on down to my office, and let's sit down and talk about it. I offer a free consultation, and let's see if I can help you. Dr. Lee Ligon, Ligon Chiropractic and Wellness.
Hey.
Sonny Clark here, backstage here at the Allen Event Center. Got the man, the myth himself. It's Mr. Dixon. Mr. Dixon, good game tonight here. You guys took care of the ball on the defensive side of the ball, gave the offense a lot of opportunities to put up over 80 here tonight.
Yes, sir. We just practiced hard and much. We, in revenge, it is just so sweet on that football field. And that's pretty much what we were looking for. I mean, we were pretty upset coming off that road loss, and man, we just had to take care of business today.
Well, let me ask you a question. Was it more about self, you know, looking at yourself inside more so than revenge in reality? You guys know you left it on the field in reality down there in San Angelo.
Yes, sir. We want them all. We want to win them all, and we did take care of business. They played a good ball game, but we had to come out here and get it today.
You did good. You got in the backfield, 2 sacks here tonight, increasing the level there. The level of play defensively, I was talking to Coach Terry Glenn, 6 games in a row gets you a championship.
Yes, sir. I mean, we are hungry for it. And, man, we have the people around us and the coaching staff. I mean, it is just amazing. I can't believe it, honestly. I really can't.
And we're going to do it here. As far as DeMario Dixon, and not only a big-time player, he makes the front of the Texas Revolution programs look even better.
Thank you, Dixon.
Mr. Dixon now here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. We'll come back here with more from the backfield here on.
I'm a ref being chased out of town after the worst game of my career. You forget one down and the whole stadium turns on you. If you have cut rate insurance, it may not pay for all this. So get Allstate. You can save money and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to get a hold of Allstate and their representative, Jerome Moore, at 202 North Allen Drive, Suite B in Allen, Texas, or give him a call at 469-656-3233. That's 469-656-3233.
Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest-growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
We at Ortho Texas are a privilege to be able to take care of people who are sick and unable to get around. And we take them from being unable to ambulate, use their arms, shoulders, and make them functional and whole again. Each day, to take them from a sick, hurt state to one in which they are functional and able to carry out their everyday activities. Each facility has at its disposal an MRI unit, which allows us to rapidly go through advanced imaging on somebody's body part that's been injured. We all have physical therapy right on site with the top-notch therapist in the Metroplex.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the Texas Revolution here this week. Revolution on the road taking on the Venom, 4-4 out on the season, and this is a tough football team, as the Texas Revolution did get the victory against them earlier this year in the Allen Event Center, and there's going to be 2 trips over to Amarillo for the Texas Revolution. 2 more road games, 2 more home games. The home games are the Texas Revolution. They will be taking on the San Angelo Bandits one more time, as well as the Duke City Gladiators. Now, we talked a little bit about the Gladiators and what their situation is. They can make the playoffs as long as their percentage is up there. So when it comes to the Gladiators, it's all about percentage, as they are only playing a 9-game season this season, in their inaugural season in the CIF. So percentage is going to be really big, so you got to keep your eyes on the Gladiators. And I watched that team take on the Texas Revolution, and four of the first five drives, they were sitting right there in the red zone of the Texas Revolution. And if some of those get in for a touchdown, we're talking about a different game, as the Texas Revolution really did beat them up. But it was all about the defensive side of the ball for the Texas Revolution in that game, stopping the Gladiators from actually scoring. So that's going to be a big, big deal as the Texas Revolution go on in the season. And as long as the Texas Revolution keep their head, this is a four games that I think are very, very winnable for the Texas Revolution. You heard from Terry Glenn here just a few moments ago as we came in from break. And say what you want, the Texas Revolution, they look pretty good right now, especially at home. As they got two games that at home right now, I think you're looking definitely at least a 7-win season for the Texas Revolution, if not 9. So the Revolution, I think, are setting themselves up pretty. They've got to take care of their business. If they got a 6-game winning streak in them, actually 7 if you count the game that they just beat the Bandits in, they're going to be champions. So if they end the season on a 7-game winning season, they're going to be champions, and they will get the rings in the CIF. So it's going to be very interesting to put themselves in that situation for the rest of the season. Texas Revolution, tough defensively, one of the best teams in the CIF going up on it this year. And there's been a lot of things in the CIF. And now, what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and we're going to play an interview. And it was very interesting this year as the Texas Revolution have been playing so well this year that in the CIF, they put themselves in a position where they could be looking right at a playoff game. And when that situation gets set, In this league, the Texas Revolution have an opportunity to make some noise and, you know, play at least in the playoffs and quite possibly in the championship game. So I got a call last week from Gary Ellenbold. He is the radio voice of the Sioux City Bandits. He just wanted to talk a little CIF and some of those things. So what I did is I went ahead and I grabbed up this audio. We're going to play it here in our pregame show. It's an interview I had with the Sioux City Bandits' Gary Ellenbold, and take a listen. This is about 11 minutes long. Then after that, we'll hop right into the commercial, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Texas Revolution. Bring in the Eagle Eye, Bill Cernow.
We have been spending the last few halftimes taking a look around the CIF, so fans of the Bandits and other teams around the league and anyone listening to the audio somewhere in the world have an opportunity to get to know this new league a little better. And a guy who has his fingers in quite a bit of it, he runs a great Facebook page on CIF football, also the broadcast voice of the Texas Revolution, Sonny Clark. Welcome to Omaha, and thanks a lot for being here today.
No, thanks for taking the time and giving me a call and considering me.
It's been a pretty successful season for the Revolution. Small bump of the road against San Angelo last week, but 4-3, still with halfway in the season. You know, I might knock on Formica a little bit on this, but still a good opportunity for a playoff spot for Texas. How do you think the season's gone?
Well, I knocked on wood, so I knocked on my bald head, so there you go. You know, I was thinking the same thing, because as you take a look at the Texas Revolution and where they are in the standings, and you also take a look at their regular season schedule for the rest of the season, what pops out to me is that every single one of the games should be winnable for this football team, as what they did to the Wichita Forces, the team that you're going to be facing here soon. And that is something, when you see how that game played out and then compare it to the game that they played in San Angelo, they're two separate football teams in reality. So they got to get back to that team that was the team that played against the Wichita Force in order for them to go ahead and finish out the rest of the season.
And it's tough for any team to get a win on the road. Sioux City is certainly proof of that. Unbeaten at home, 3-0, and then have lost every road game. So the road mojo is kind of a struggle, I think, for everyone.
Well, you take a look at the Texas Revolution going into the game here tonight, Friday night. They're undefeated at home as well. So when you take a look at, you get out on the, and I'll tell you, I know why. I traveled with the team down to San Angelo just this past weekend, the first time they placed them. Man, those buses, they look great on the outside, but they're not very comfortable on the inside. So, you know, getting their body back into shape as soon as they step off the bus and making sure that they are 100% ready to go as if they were at home and sleeping in their bed, that is a tough challenge.
Now, you and I are broadcasters for two teams in a new league, namely Champions Indoor Football, or the CIF. How does this league, this version of the Indoor Football League, the CIF, compare to some of the other leagues the Revs have played in?
Well, the Revolution played in the Indoor Football League before they took the step to go over to the CIF. And I will tell you, I will look at some of the teams and I'll say some of the teams I don't think might be able to take that step up into the IFL. There are about three teams in this league that have a lot of improvement that they would have to do before they would take that step. But out of the majority of the teams, and the teams that are the top six teams that are looking to make it and try to get to one of those 1-4 playoff spots, I think they can go ahead and they would make a challenge into the IFL. Maybe the PIFL, all the teams except maybe one or two would be really good for the PIFL. So I think the majority of the teams could make that step up and be challenging against some of the other teams in the other league.
Sonny, one of the concerns of some franchise owners in our part of the country, and I know this is a concern to our coaches and owner as well, the 21-man game day roster. I mean, Sioux City's used to having 25 men available. That's cut down 4 to 21. What are people in your part of the country, particularly with your franchise, thinking of that?
Well, we're used to it because in the IFL, it was the same thing. It was the fact that you had only a certain amount of roster spots, and if you were a guy that could play both sides of the ball, obviously you're one of the most important guys that can play out on the football field and dress up of that 21. That having been said, you put your teams in a situation where you have to have a backup quarterback that can play also on the other side, because if you only have the backup quarterback in uniform, it takes away from what you could have that could play and substitute on the offensive side or defensive side of the ball. So you're only carrying one kicker, and you're really only carrying one quarterback instead of having the two backups that would probably be that number that you're looking at when they go ahead and fill the roster spots when it's time.
And I know we have scrambled, we being Sioux City, have scrambled when we've lost a receiver, for example. A couple of weeks ago, Jeremiah Oates had a high ankle sprain in Omaha. He's going to be out for a couple of weeks. Irv Strobing had to scramble somewhat to pick up a couple of new receivers. Fortunately, with the guys we got, they didn't lose a step. But, you know, that's quite a head-scratcher for a coach when they have a position player that goes down. You've only got a limited time to get somebody up there and learn the system.
Absolutely, and especially at the quarterback position. If you lose your quarterback, unless you have the guy that is on your roster that is inactive, that can take that roster spot, he's got to be ready to go at any given point, except the game that he gets hurt in. And that's one of the things that Texas Revolution has been fighting for the last three seasons within the IFL. Their quarterback gets hurt, and then they have to find the replacement at that time. So I'll give you an example. Last year, the Texas Revolution took on the Nebraska Danger, and our quarterback got hurt, and we had to go to Clinton Solomon at the quarterback position. No offense against Clinton Solomon, and he'd be the first to tell you he's not a quarterback, but what it ended up doing is put the Texas Revolution in that game behind the eight ball before we even got started midway through the second quarter. So they ended up losing that game because they didn't have a quote-unquote decent backup quarterback for that position.
Who do you think are some of the better teams, and you can certainly add Texas to this, in the southern part of the CIF this year?
Well, in the southern part, when you look at the teams in the southern side, we wanted that big north and south divisions, which we didn't get with the league this year, because if that had been the case, the Texas Revolution would be probably, and I still think, even though they had that bump in this road, are the team to beat, not because I'm a homer, because I call my team out whenever they make the mistakes or whenever they stink. And they stunk last week, let's just be honest. But if they get back to that team that played against the Wichita Force, they're going to be one of the teams in the South to beat. And even though the Gladiators are playing that, you know, kind of abbreviated season, this is a football team that if you don't watch out, they'll come back and beat you. I think you might be experienced with that or have seen that with what they have done to a couple of teams this year out on the football field in the South. But down in the South, it's a little bit. I think most of the talent's up north with you, with the Law, and you also have, of course, your team, the Bombers and Wichita. I think that more of the talent's up a little bit more in the north side.
Tell me a little bit about how the teams use, or you yourself use, the social media platforms. I have gotten to know you, fortunately, through a Facebook page, and yep, there are other websites and the like where you can really follow the CIF, and you can tell there's a lot of passion among the towns in the league to follow the activities of their teams and the league. But how is social media helping fans, broadcasters, et cetera, to kind of get to know the league a little better?
Well, and what the league is doing and doing well, which is the other leagues are doing and doing well, is that they make it to where you can be, you know, interactive with the players. I mean, try to go to an NFL game and after the game, try to go up and get an autograph from one of the football players. It just doesn't happen. You might get arrested. Here in these leagues, the players are out on the field. They're signing autographs, taking pictures. And I will tell you, I think that is huge with what they do, especially if they want to try to bring people in. And then when you get to the social media, the people who got their pictures taken, they get up on social media, and then boom, 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 everybody's talking about their team or talking about their favorite player. Social media makes this kind of league and these lower leagues, and I say lower leagues, obviously, because they're not the NFL, more fan-friendly, and social media helps with that and with the fact that most franchises let them actually reach out and touch someone or get the ball right there. That is, I think social media is what will make this league, and the word of mouth has to go out. And that's the reason why I have my little group in Facebook, is because I want it to get out, because if I had my choice to go into an NFL football game or go into an indoor football game, give me the indoor football game and twice on Sunday.
All right. I think that's a good answer. Thank you. And let's talk about tonight's opponent. Of course, you and I both busy. I'll be down in Omaha with the Bandits. You at home against San Angelo, a team that defeated you on the road last week. Is there kind of a target on the backs of those Bandits for you tonight?
No, there's a target on the backs of the players that took the field in San Angelo last week, because the talk around here in Texas is that the Bandits didn't beat them, they beat themselves. So they're more of, we got to look inside ourselves. I was talking to Coach Wyman for our pregame show, and he was saying, first of all, you got to win on the road. And second of all, you have to take responsibility for what you've done out on the football field and what was the reason why they lost that football game. Because really, in reality, when you looked at that game, they had no business losing that football game. In reality, they're a better football team than the Bandits, and they should have beat them. So this week, I don't think it's more of a target as far as the Bandits are concerned. I think it's more of an inner look at themselves. But the extra added thing is the former coach of the Texas Revolution, Wendell Davis, is now the head coach down there in San Angelo. So there's a couple of pieces of motivation for the Texas Revolution when they go into their game on Friday.
I'm Professor Burke from Farmers Insurance, and this is 30 Seconds of Smart. So you want to save money on your auto insurance? Get an alarm, drive less,
taxi,
graduate, bundle policies, don't get pulled over, make automatic payments,
beep, boop, beep, beep, boop,
and of course, talk to Farmers. Because the more you know about auto insurance, the more you can save.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
Get smarter about your insurance at Farmers.com.
The Century 21 brand has become synonymous with one name, Mike Bowman. Honorably distinguished to remain the number one office in the world in closed transactions. Not just once or twice, but an astounding 16 times. Discover for yourself how the dedicated team at Century 21 Mike Bowman can make your real estate transaction the best you will ever experience. At C21Bowman.com.
Hey, it's Johnny B, showing you some of the reasons why your next car, SUV, or truck needs to come from my dealership, Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney. They have over 800 new vehicles in stock. All roads lead to Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney, Highway 75 in McKinney, with a great selection of vehicles. Check them out, and whatever you do when you get your best deal, you make sure you tell them Johnny B sent you. Stop by Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney for a test drive today. They're located on Highway 75 in McKinney. And check them out online at DodgeCityOfMcKinney.net. Chrysler Jeep Dodge City of McKinney.
The Nelly days are here at the all-new McKinney Buick GMC. Get big savings on our most popular lineup, the GMC Denali. Get big discount. Plus, get 2 years free maintenance on any new Buick or GMC. Get exclusive deals in McKinney. McKinneyBuickGMC.com. The new choice for excellence.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good. Out here, there are no cheat codes, no avatars, no magic stars. This does not require an operating system or a username or password. And there will not be better versions of these games coming out next year. There's nothing like the gift of sports. This holiday season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
She's lollygagging and you're missing out on sweet deliciousness. Dare you pass her? What's the worst that could happen?
Did you just line jump me?
No.
She's a line jumper.
Yeah, you're a line jumper.
Joshua David. Grandma?
Totally worth it.
Cece's Pizza Pasta Salad and Dessert Buffet for an unbelievably low price. Almost too good to be true.